It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by National Agriculture Day, coming up March 14th. While I'm at the National Farm Machinery Show, Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is at the big indoor National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. 8 interconnected exhibit halls with over 1.3 million square feet of indoor exhibit space, over 850 exhibitors, everything to see there in the way of farm machinery. Did I mention it's indoors, away from the unrelenting winter weather that most of the Midwest is having? Isn't that a good word to describe the weather? Unrelenting. It has again made travel difficult in the upper Midwest, causing highway spinouts and hundreds of school closings and flight cancellations, at least 2 human fatalities and 16 cattle fatalities were connected to that storm. Up to a foot of new snow was expected in Wisconsin, where a winter storm warning was posted for most of the state. Nearly all of Illinois remains under a wind advisory this morning, as 40 to 50 mile an hour winds were in the forecast overnight. The bad weather did not keep a memorial service for John Dingell from happening in Dearborn, Michigan. It did keep a plane load of people from attending, though. A military plane carrying members of Congress had to turn back, and that led to an impromptu service at 30,000 feet, led by Representatives Fred Upton, John Lewis, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Making it to the service was former VP Joe Biden, who told 800 or so mourners that Representative Dingell knew public service was not a title you wear, but a shift you work. Dingell served in Congress 59 years, longer than anyone. Also in Michigan, the newly elected governor, Gretchen Whitmer, gave her first State of the State address and said there are 2 major crises Michigan has to overcome right now: aging infrastructure and a lagging education system. She says if those aren't taken care of, it's going to become a tougher place to live, work, and run a business. Speaking of aging infrastructure, part of Chicago's Lakeshore Drive, where it crosses the Chicago River downtown, had to be shut down for about 24 hours because cracks and corrosion on support beams were found, and the bridge was deemed unsafe. New support beams were put in place while repairs are being made. About 60,000 vehicles rumble across that bridge every day. I know that Max knows where Charleston, Illinois is. That's where an auction brought $10,000 an acre for the 30 acres of farmland once owned by Abraham Lincoln. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.